Hello and welcome back. This is the last video of this course. In setting up your IFTTT account, it's very similar to what I showed you with Zapier. It really consists of just two steps. Step number one is to connect the services that you're going to be using, and step number two, connect those services. So let's start with, say, Pinterest. So when you log in, you can either use your Gmail account or your Google account or your Facebook account, or you can simply create a custom account. So under the search bar, you're going to type in something like Pinterest. Now, if you haven't connected it already, it's going to be under the services. So connections and services. So connections are basically the recipes, and the services are the actual platforms. So in this case, we have Pinterest, and what you want to do is you want to click connect, and it'll simply connect to your Pinterest account. So once you click that, you're going to see this screen. It's going to ask you to log in. You log into your Pinterest account, and you basically allow it and give it permissions to create boards, save pins for you, you know, access your followers and your follows, access your public info. So this basically tells it, hey, you have permission to log into my Pinterest account and post content. So we're going to click OK. And there we go. So we have connected successfully to Pinterest. And all you need to do is simply connect to the same YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and blog. So you do the same. You go to, let's say, for example, Pinterest to Instagram. So we got Pinterest to Instagram, Pinterest to Twitter, Pinterest to Facebook, and Pinterest to blog. So you can go ahead and do these. Let's say we'll just connect to Pinterest to Twitter. So we'll type in Twitter up at the top here. So in other words, don't set up your recipes just yet. Just focus on the services. So we click services, we scroll down, and we can see Twitter, Buffer, and more. So we just want Twitter. And then we'll click connect. And I went through the process, just logged in, authorized all of that, and connected my Twitter account. So now that we have Pinterest and Twitter connected, now what I want to do is just show you the simplicity of how to connect the two. So now what we can do is if you go under your account, you click on My Services, you get this page. So remember, we only had date and time, email digest, Facebook pages, and now we have Pinterest and we have Twitter. So I'm going to click on Pinterest, and now we can create recipes. So we can see here it's a connect to Pinterest and post to Facebook pages. Let's scroll down a bit. So these essentially can be triggers and actions. Okay, so up at the top, when you click on your account, you will see a option to create. So when you click account, create, you're gonna get this page. Now, the reason why it's called IFTTT is because it stands for if this, then that. So if we refer back to the analogy that I gave you with the bucket of water, I said, if I kick the bucket of water, which is this, if this, then the bucket of water spills over. So it's kind of like a cause and effect. So what we need to do here is if this, which is going to be Pinterest, we click this here and we look for Pinterest. So we're going to click this here. And you can see that there are two triggers. One trigger is you like a pin or new pin on your board. Now, bear in mind that new pin on your board is not going to post the previous content. So if you have content from a month ago, it's not going to post that onto Twitter. It's only going to post the content from here on out. Now, there's a little trick. If you want to post content that you posted last week before you set up this automation, you can use something like you like a pin. So if you say you like a pin and then it gets posted to Twitter, you can then go back to the previous content and simply like those pins. And that will trigger to your Twitter account. So by this point, you would have to create two different recipes, essentially. But by default, for the most of you, you're just going to do new pin on your board. So you're going to click this here. And then you would pick a board and you would click create trigger. So any board doesn't matter, or you can be specific and say that I only want anything that's posted to a very specific board to be posted to Twitter or to be posted to a specific site. Okay, so we set it up to say if we post to any board, then this is going to happen. So what's going to happen? So we click the plus sign on this, that, and then we simply choose the service. So remember, we go from Pinterest to Twitter. So we're going to select that here, and we can post a tweet. So remember, Pinterest, however, we are dealing with images. So you want to post a tweet with image. So we're going to select that here. And this is basically how it's going to appear as a tweet. So it says just pinned board. So the board is going to be the name of your board in Pinterest, the description of whatever you have pinned, and the pin URL. So you could even customize this by saying, hey, I just posted to the board, which is going to be the board. So you can say posted to the board. So if the board is called like painting, then you can say I just posted to the painting board. Check it out here. Now, bear in mind that you don't want to add too much, because if the description or the pin URL is long, remember the tweet text is very short. So you might want to just say, hey, just posted, and then maybe have it here. So how it was, you know, by default, that might be the best way to do it. And of course, image URL, you can add the ingredients. So basically these are things that you can add. So we have description, we have source URL, most likely will be source URL, and you'll create an action. Okay, so once that is done, we are finished. So now your applet is good to go. So all you have to do now is click on finish. And that is it. So now we have finished from Pinterest to Twitter. So from this line here, actually this line here. So you might want to create a system and say, okay, anything that has been completed, I'm going to turn it into a specific color. And you want to make sure that color that you choose is something that you don't have at all already. So maybe a light gray color like that, so I can see it very vaguely, but not too dark, maybe something like this. So we can see it, but we can see that it has been completed. So this is why we have the visual map, so we can refer back to it. So we can say, okay, we completed this. The next thing to do is create an applet for Pinterest to Facebook. Once we're done with that, we can simply turn that into gray. And we can see what's left, Pinterest to blog. Once we set that up, we can turn that to gray. And we can see what's left. This is the reason why we have the visual map, because a lot of times most people quit 75% through, and all they have to do is finish that 25%. So this is going to help you and catapult you and move you forward to the 100% and the finish line. So I hope you enjoyed this video course as much as I enjoyed teaching you, and make sure that you follow the steps step by step. And as you can see, this is the end results.